Welcome to Actish 2020 Podcast. I'm your host, Johnny Keith, and today we are going to Tennessee. We're going to speak with a young actress. Her name is Ava Bates. She's got various experience in acting and singing. Kind of think she's a newbie.
Newbie alert. Newbie alert.
We'll find out. She thinks she's the right candidate for the show with various musical performances and online cabarets.
Why don't we just listen to a sample of her singing voice?
She's 13 years old, and we're going to give her a call in Tennessee to see what she has to offer you. And here we go.
Hi.
Hey, it's Johnny Keith from Actors 2020 Podcast. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Hey, I think you probably, I'm just going to guess, out of acting, singing, and dancing and all that, I think maybe you want to, when you get older, be on Broadway.
Yes, that is definitely my passion. I would love to be on Broadway and do anything with the stage.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. So I noticed that on a lot of your performances, you're... arms are stretched out and this big note just comes out of you and everyone just goes, oh my God, they're just clapping. How do you do that?
Well, I've definitely had a lot of training and a lot of people to help me, but I really just have a passion for singing. I love being on the stage, belting, just making the audience clap, do the best I can.
What did you just say? Belt traditional. Did you just say something like that?
Yes, I love belting.
What is that?
Well, belting is when you're really in your high range, okay. And a lot of sopranos like to belt, but it's not your head voice, but it's your belting voice. And I love to belt because that's in a lot of songs and it brings a lot of passion to the songs, makes it really like emotional depending on lyrics and things like that. So that's one thing I really like to do because I have a high voice and I like to sing soprano.
Yeah, that's great because I'm looking at all your special skills. I'm like, okay, basketball, got that, singing. I go, belt, traditional. What is that? You're interviewing yourself. Hey, so did you do the Young Broadway series last month and the kids in the coffee house? Was that something you did online?
I was a guest on Young Broadway series and I did an Instagram live where I sang some songs and answered some questions and it was really fun. Last week I did an interview with the kids coffee house, which also another girl that you interviewed, Liliana, was also on there. She was one of the hosts. I got on there and I sang a song and talked to them for a bit and it was a really fun experience.
Yeah, I think I just saw that intro on your Instagram and you had a coffee cup. What was in there? You weren't drinking coffee, were you?
Oh no, I wasn't, but I do actually like coffee.
So you were faking it, like, oh, I'm here on Coffee Talk having coffee. And you're like, I'm having Kool-Aid. That's great. So resume wise, so have you done anything actually out there professional? Have you actually been on the set or has it just all been theater stuff?
It's mostly been theater. I haven't really booked anything professional lately, but I do have an agent. I recently was in a run of Matilda for my high school's performance. Mm-hmm. And I played Matilda. And so right before my run of Matilda, I received an agent. I auditioned. My agent is Nancy Carson from Carson Eller Agency. But after that, COVID-19 kind of hit. So there's been limited opportunities. But I'm really open to anything. So I'm really excited to see what's in store for the future.
See, that was my next question. How did you get an agent? And bam, you've already answered that question too. It's pretty good. That's really great.
Yeah.
Hey, so you're in Tennessee. So you're kind of between Nashville and Memphis. So when things get going, where do you think your work's going to be? You think it's going to, you're going to have to drive down to Alabama or what are you open to?
If I book anything, I'd be willing to go pretty much anywhere. Mostly I would probably book near like New York, Atlanta, LA, where like a lot of big sailing companies and Broadway people really do a lot of their work. So yeah.
Wow. So even though you're there, you could just do it anyway. That's what's great about acting today. Like back, like way back in the day, nobody had a chance to do that. There was no like online. And it's like, you're stuck in that small town and you're never getting out.
Yeah.
Not today, huh? Now you can just go, hey, I can do this while I'm young. You don't have to wait till you're 18 to say no.
Right.
Tell your parents, I'm not following your dreams. I'm going to go do my own dreams. Yeah, you get to do it right now while they're paying the bills. That's so great. Because that's hard, like when, you know, you leave your house and you're a little older and you have to pay rent and you have to worry about car insurance and gas.
Yeah.
And, it's too much.
Mm-hmm. Right now, we have a lot of virtual opportunities because of COVID-19. It's really handy to have all these, like, virtual things that and opportunities that you can do now.
Right. So even though you have all that experience, like in theater, would you still consider yourself a newbie?
I would consider myself a newbie.
Newbie alert. Newbie alert.
I started really professional acting and singing about a year or two ago, but I've always loved singing and acting, performing and being on a stage. Myself still be a newbie, but I've done a lot of master classes training to really open the opportunities and become a better triple threat. So, yeah,
you're right. That's a great answer. Kata, I think you're headed in a great direction. So how old are you right now? 13?
Well, thank you. Yes, I'm 13.
Okay, so who took those pictures on your backstage profile?
Well, my mom has a friend that she takes really professional photography photos, and so she took my headshots, and I love them. They're really great, and I'm so thankful that I have really good headshots.
Yeah, they're great because you had the one to where you're not smiling so you can see your dimple.
Yes.
And then you have the other one where you're just bright smiling where you can see your teeth. Hey, so do you do any accents or anything like that?
I love to do British accents because I was recently in Matilda and Oliver I was in a long time ago, which required a lot of British accents. I think I can do that very well. Miss Honey, it's Miss Trunchbull. You can't let her steal your personality.
That's pretty good. You know what you are here? You know where you wind something up and then you let it go and it goes, all that energy gets released. Uh-huh. That's what you are. I mean, that's what happens. When I was watching all your stuff on stage, all of a sudden you're singing and all of a sudden it's you get super crazy. All this energy just like a tornado or something.
Uh-huh.
It's you get temporarily possessed or something. It's how do you do that? That's crazy.
Well, I love that.
So if you had your choice and say, hey, Ava, I'm going to guarantee you success. You can either be an actress, but that's it. You can't sing and dance. Or you can be a singer, or you can just dance. Which one would you pick?
Ooh, I'd have to go with singing because I've been singing the longest and that's what I have the most experience in. I feel like picking different songs, you can actually act through a lot of songs. I think that would be probably my top choice.
Oh, I'm going to sing. Oh, but while I'm singing, I'm acting. Oh, I'm moving my feet.
Yeah. And singing always helps people feel and touch them through the lyrics and acting through the song. So I think that's really helpful.
That is true. So do you plan on going to college when you get older?
Yes, I definitely plan on going to college. Maybe for musical theater, but not all for it. Maybe a minor or something. But I would definitely love to go to a college that has a lot of experience and training in musical theater and film.
Right. You're probably going to end up in New York, huh?
Hopefully.
Uh-huh. You go to college out there or something.
Yeah.
You can do a couple of years there, a couple of in-state, and then boom, you can transfer there later on.
Yeah. I would love that.
Hey, so when you're 22, 23, getting up to almost 25, where do you think your life's going to be?
Well, I really don't know. I've just had to see where life takes me, but I would love to have some Broadway credits and some film credits. So I would love pretty much anything within the musical theater film range to have anything done throughout my life. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's good. Some people say, I don't want to say, what if it don't come true?
Yeah, that's true, though.
So you got your agent because you did the showcase and they signed you after watching one of your showcases?
Well, actually, I recently competed in a competition in Memphis, Tennessee. It was at the Delta Fair, Star of the Fair competition. I was in the junior division and it went up to 13-year-olds and I ended up winning as a singing competition.
Wow.
And so the winner got to go to New York and a chance to audition for Carson Adler Agency. So when I won, I went to New York back in November. I signed with Nancy Carson.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Wow, that's awesome.
Thank you.
That is awesome. So your voice got you everything, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, seriously, and it's probably what's going to get you everything from here on out. It's a door opener for sure.
Yeah, definitely. It was an awesome experience.
And then they'll discover all your other talents. They go, wow, she's a great singer. Then they're wow, she can do this. You're right. The triple threat.
Yeah.
But you know what? You're not advertising yourself as a triple threat. You just kind of are a triple threat. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
You know, because people are I'm an actor, dancer, singer, blah, blah, blah. You know, and you're just kind of there doing it. It's not like you're trying to put it in your face.
Yeah.
Who decides what pictures goes on your Instagram?
I pretty much run my Instagram account, but my mom texts it and everything like that. But I usually decide what to post.
That's good. I like your headshot. I like that color of shirt you're wearing.
Thanks.
So you're actually a really good example that you don't have to live in Atlanta. You don't have to live in North Carolina.
Definitely.
And you're out there doing it. So who's your biggest supporter?
My biggest supporters are definitely my parents I have an older sister, and she's definitely one of my biggest supporters because she always helps me find new songs for auditions. But definitely my parents and my sister are my biggest supporters and who always cheer me on.
Wow, you're so lucky to have that support. That's really, really good. Because sometimes one parent's into it and the other one's not, so that's kind of a conflict. And
yes.
And you got two good parents right there helping you along at such a young age. That's amazing. I love that.
Definitely.
So what advice would you have to somebody like you who's in a place and they feel they don't have any shot or any chance and they want to do it? Like, what's your advice?
Really just take all the opportunities you can. Say yes to pretty much anything, because when you do things, you never know what's going to come out of it and who's going to see you. Really just have all of those experiences and try to get as many credits as you can, and always be yourself and have a good personality. Always be nice to people, because that does make a big difference.
That's great. That's really good. Hey, on some of your special skills, the ukulele, do you really play that?
Yes, I recently got one for Christmas, and over quarantine, I've been really practicing my ukulele, and I love doing that. I've been practicing the keyboard a little bit, too. I'm not a professional at it yet, but I've been working on that a little bit, too. I've been trying, like, songwriting a little bit, too, and writing a couple songs, but nothing too professional yet.
Yeah, but you know what? It just sounds like you're on your way. It sounds like when you build a house, if you build it on the sand and it falls, you got to start all over again because of the foundation.
I mean, yeah.
It sounds like you're, like, acting career-wise, sounds like your foundation is really, really good, so you got nowhere to go back up. If you fall,
definitely.
You're still right there.
Well, thank you.
And you just get back up again.
Right.
Yeah, I love it. You're a really good example of somebody to be on my show. I really thank you for doing my show.
Well, thank you for having me. I mean, you always got to keep building that foundation and getting more opportunities.
That's true. All right, well, thank you for taking time out on Sunday to speak with me.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
All right, we'll talk at you later. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Wow, I might have to take my newbie comment back. Let's give it up for Ava Bates. You can find Ava on Instagram at Ava, A-V-A dot R dot Bates, B-A-T-E-S, Ava R. Bates on Instagram. We'll also put a link to her backstage profile. Wow, what an amazing interview. Good luck to her. She is definitely on her way. We have so many amazing artists coming up here on Actors2020Podcast.com, where you should go in the upper right-hand corner, click join, use your email, use your Facebook. Then you'll be a member, and you can follow and like and share and embed all right there on Actors2020Podcast.com. Or wherever you're listening on Spotify, Cast On, Apple Podcast, iTunes, Actors2020Podcast.com is out there everywhere. So it really doesn't matter where you listen to it. Just give us a like, a share, a comment, and review would be amazing for this free podcast. I don't shake you down for any money. I pay for this out of my own pocket, out of my own time. It's just a passion and a hobby, and I love being a cheerleader for actors. All right, it's time for the lesson. So until the next episode, bye. Listen, learn, because here comes the lesson. Lesson one. Everybody sit down, JK's gonna take you for a ride uptown. Ayo, this is the story of the Hollywood game. Choose your path careful, you're the only one to blame. When it comes to things that you don't know, stick to the rules and just say no. Because you're young, you're eager, you want in the movies. Don't think you'll get there by giving up your beauty. They'll use you, abuse you, throw you out like trash. And then you'll discover that you're out of cash. Now your heart, your soul is somewhere on the shelf, and you're walking through the streets now talking to yourself. The lesson. Well, you heard lesson one, it's time for lesson two. You have a choice, and the choice is up to you. I came to Hollywood to be a rich and famous star, but for now I'm waiting tables and I'm tending someone's bar. Pictures, classes, agents, where the heck does it all end? Every time I turn around, I'm starting over again. I finally got a break with a five line and under. My life was starting to roar like lightning and thunder. The phone rings, hello, I'm cast in a pilot. My life's been out of control, just like an LA riot. I walked off the set, said to heck with this old man. The phone's not even ringing and my life is in the can. The lesson. Yep, final lesson here, of course it's number three. Now remember, I'm an actor to be or not to be. When the going got tough, I climbed into the bottom. I'm back on my feet now, revving my throttle on the climb to the top. It's the same old games, but now I'm kicking butt and I'm taking some names. Clawing, scraping, screaming, it was a long, hard crawl, but it was all worth it. I'm a box office draw. Opportunity was there and I took it with a punch. Not now, baby, but let's do love.
lunch. There's a big piece of pie and you should grab your portion. And you can be like me enjoying fame and fortune. Boom! That's the lesson. Go and learn it. It's the lesson. Go and learn it. Thank you for tuning in to Actors 2020 Podcast. I'm your host, Johnny Key. Until the next episode, bye-bye.